The city of Chester has seen a significant drop in homicides. WHYY's Kenny Cooper has more.
In the summer of 2024, there were 7 homicides in Chester. This summer, there's been 1 recorded murder. That's an 85% drop. Chester Police Commissioner Katrina Blackwell credits community collaboration and putting officers in the right places at the right times.
You know, we saw what our community needed, and they needed our presence more than anything. The presence was most important.
As part of their crime prevention initiative, the Chester Police Department and the Delaware County District Attorney's Office launched Operation Chester Safe Summer in June. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
Philadelphia International Airport has new capacity for more planes thanks to a federal grant to upgrade a smaller runway. Airport CEO Atif Saeed says the Engineered Material Arresting Systems, or EMAS, lets smaller commercial planes and business jets to use runway 826 without having to intersect with other runways for bigger planes.
Like the airbags in our cars, we never want to use them, but we are glad that they are there. EMAS is a safety system to stop aircraft that might overrun a runway. It is ideal for urban airports such as PHL that operate in land-constrained environments.
2,000 squares have been installed that will collapse to slow the plane if it's about to overrun the runway. The federal government gave the city a grant of more than $8 million to help install the system. Fairly cloudy skies over Philadelphia at this hour. Right now, 76 degrees in Center City. We're expecting some partial clearing in the latter part of the afternoon. Clouds come back, though, overnight. Temperatures get down into the lower 60s tonight. Tomorrow, though, to round out the work week, sunny skies, 78, the expected high on Friday. Right now, 76 degrees and cloudy along the water in Atlantic City. Chester at 76 as well, and it's 72 in Jim Thorpe. Princeton checking in at 75.